I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. It's Labor Day weekend. Oh my goodness, it like snuck up on us here, but I hope you guys are all having an amazing weekend and enjoy. Some of you might have a long weekend this weekend, so that's really awesome. Getting off tomorrow on Monday, so happy Labor Day. Well, I am in the studio today with my awesome friend and one of our awesome community members, Mr. Dean Hefta. Hello, Dean.
Good to be here, Kim.
So happy to have you today. And guess what we're talking about?
Let's talk about work.
Well, it is Labor Day, you know.
It is.
So we are. We're going to talk about work. So for those of you who are members of I've Decided, you know that every Sunday you get a weekly winning resource in your inbox. And included is your weekly winning word and your content for the week as far as articles and your challenge, things to help keep you motivated and on track. And this week, it's all about work since we're celebrating Labor Day. And Dean, I couldn't think of a better person to be in the studio to have this conversation with because, you know, I love your theory about work. We could sometimes look at it as a bad thing, like, oh, I gotta go to work. I have to go to work. But what you say is work really is a positive.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for us. And if we're going to create success, if we're going to accomplish something that we believe is important, something that we want to achieve, really the only way to get there is by doing the work. And it seems like in society, we've kind of come to some of this belief that, oh, I mean, that was so much work, or you're not going to believe how much work this is going to be. Like, it's always a negative. But work is where we learn about ourselves. It's where we learn the skills to achieve the things that we want to create in our lives. So work is quite a blessing for us to be able to have. And, you know, sometimes we feel like, oh, it's Sunday night, tomorrow's Monday. But really, are we in that position where we're able to say, oh, my goodness, thank goodness it is Monday. I get to keep working on what I'm working to achieve, and I get to work.
So what you're saying is we're supposed to jump up on Monday mornings and say, hooray, it's Monday morning.
Why not? Why not?
That's true. That's what we're striving for. We want to have that attitude, right? We want to have that empowerment over our lives to say, you know what? I get to go to work today. You're right, Dean.
You know,
such a good attitude.
The thing that we have that we are in charge of is our response and our mindset. And it is just, how do we respond to the opportunity to do the effort towards creating something? And when we look at it in a positive light, like, I get to do this. Wow, what an energizing place for us to be.
Yeah. And even so I know some of our listeners are saying, yeah, Dean, maybe for you, you might like your job, but I hate my job. Right?
Right.
And I want to just encourage you, if that's you, if you're listening, really want to encourage you, stay with us, because hopefully we're going to give you some hope and tips on how you can make the most of where you are and really get started where you are. If you're in a position where you're not loving your job, it's not your favorite anymore, and you have things you want to do, you can get there, but it can start right where you are. Don't you agree, Dean, that they can just start right there?
Absolutely. You can make a decision right now, and you can make that change. Now, that doesn't mean you have to change your job. We'll get into more of how do we deal with that situation that we feel like we're hating our job.
Yeah. And because that can really bog you down. But sometimes if we just shift our attitudes just a little bit, I think there's a quote, and I might butcher it, but it's something along the lines is, when you change the way you see things or change your attitude towards something, everything changes. The way you see it changes, right?
So, absolutely.
And that's what you're saying when you're talking about work. Well, You have great work. I want to talk about that a little bit. You got a job to do this Saturday, actually. You'll be working for us at the conference this Saturday.
And I got a lot of the work to do before I even get there, right? I mean, it's the work that we do before we get to where we need to be that really makes the difference.
The behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're so happy, Dean, that you're going to be teaching one of our power sessions on Saturday at our, this is the third part of a three-part Motivational Leadership Conference series that we do every year for our members, our business members, and our community members. We come together three times a year for Motivational Leadership Conference. And this is the third part. So our last one for the year. So we'd love to see you there. But you're going to be, the name of your session is Stop the Drama, Start Your Success.
Yeah, boy, you know, everybody I talk to when I talk about drama, they get this look on their face like, oh, man, do I have a story, right? Everybody deals with drama in some way. And what we're going to be working on is how do we get past that and get through that so that we can focus on creating what we really want to create in our life.
Yeah, and working through it. You know, work can be used in so many different analogies. We have to work through our emotions. We have to work through, our attitudes. We have to work through communication. And I know, you know, communication is something that you're very passionate about as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, really, it's the breakdown of communication that typically contributes to the drama that we experience. So if we can back up and get out in front of what's contributing to the drama, we can get better results.
And that's what you do because you're a business and a leadership coach. You do training and you educate employees or employers, right, to help communicate better with each other.
Helping organizations really improve how crisp they communicate so they can get better results and have less misunderstanding.
So what's your first step? Like when you talk to somebody about working on their communications, for example, where do you start?
Yeah, well, it could mean a lot of things for different organizations, different teams, different individuals. And so the first start is sitting down and just understanding what is it that you're trying to accomplish and what are you experiencing? So there's something that's in the gap between what we have and what we want, and better understanding what they want can help to formulate what's the best path that I can help you in how you get from where you are to where you want to go. And so it's building understanding.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about work, just kind of, you know, that word. And of course, when we think about work, we think about people that we work with, right? People that we have to communicate with. And one thing that can make work seem like work is who we work with and how we are communicating and getting along with our fellow employees.
Exactly.
Or, I guess colleagues, that would be.
I mean, we have those moments where we say those comments like, oh, that guy drives me crazy, or she just makes me so mad. And those are little windows into those points where we're handing off our power to other people, right? They aren't making us mad. It goes back to the decisions that we're making, the mindset that we're keeping in that moment. And when we get power back to ourselves, we can take ownership for how we're feeling in that relationship. And that's an amazing place to be.
It is. It is a very hard place to be all the time, right? Because you do, when someone makes you mad, you feel like you're like, they made me so mad, you know, and what their action may have. But, well, we're going to talk more about that. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are in the studio today with Mr. Dean Hefta. He's the founder of Claris Results. He's a trainer, business coach, and just helps us with our success. And so excited to have Dean at our conference this Saturday happening at Weaver Ridge. And he's going to be teaching a power session, Stop the Drama and Start Your Success. But we are having a conversation all about our weekly winning word, which is work. Well, tomorrow's Labor Day, so, you know, I thought it would be great to correlate that with our weekly winning word, which you can find in your success planner and journal. So for all you members out there who have your success planner and journal, that's it this week. The definition is activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or a result. And really, it should be, your work should be enjoyable. You know, when I think about my career with I've Decided, like what we were talking about, Dean, before we started recording, is it doesn't even feel like work. I love it so much. It's my passion. I love helping people. And yeah, there are things. I mean, we have to plan for conferences and set up for conferences. There's some work there, but you're so excited, you know, to be doing what you're doing. It doesn't feel like work. But like we were saying in the earlier segment, that might not be the case for a lot of our listeners. You know, a lot of our listeners, and I find, and I hear this often when people are deciding what they want to do, is they're thinking of career changes. They're thinking of opening their own business. They're thinking of going back to school, or, you know, they're looking for that thing that's going to be enjoyable for them, something that they're passionate about. So I like to speak about that, you know, speak to that a little bit. And because you can't just go in and quit your job. Most of us, right?
Right.
You can't go tomorrow and say, okay, take this job and shove it, you
right.
know, like the old song says, right?
Right?
Sometimes we want to do that, but you can't. You got to get your paycheck. So where can they start? Like, what can they start to do to help their workplace be a little more enjoyable? I know it starts with them, but what would
yeah.
you say?
Well, I think this is a really important thing to get into, because whether it's our career or even, you know, our roles in our families or other organizations we might find ourselves in, it can feel there's times where it's just drudgery. You know, it's Groundhog Day. We're just going through the motions. And that's kind of the doorway into, I hate my job, I hate my life, where we feel that drudgery. And when we're sensing that, it's really, we've disconnected from purpose. We've disconnected from the mission. Your definition around work is, it's the stuff that we do to create the result, right? There's some outcome we're working toward. And so you've had those days where you've worked hard and you get to the end and you forgot to have lunch. You've been so focused and so just diving into doing what needs to get done, you lose sense of time, because you're doing the work towards the purpose. And what can happen in our lives is we feel this sense of drudgery because maybe we don't feel like we have control over our decisions. Maybe we don't feel like the things that we're doing make a difference or matter. And there's plenty of research that shows having purpose, having clarity of what we're working towards, feeds energy for us to overcome and go through those tough times, those challenging times. And the risk is, when we don't have that clarity, and by the way, it's our responsibility to get that clarity. We can't sit back and wait for the boss to be the perfect boss. We can't wait for someone to bring in this perfect vision for us to attach to that's going to be comfortable for us. It's our job to get that. And so it's our response that we have the responsibility for. And so every day we have a chance to decide what things am I going to pursue? Even if somebody else is telling us what the goal is, I get to turn it into what my vision of success is and make it my own, my version of it. And that's my responsibility. And there's going to be work, right? So not to confuse, this can happen even when we're raising kids, right? They're looking to us to understand how to view the world. We come home and we talk about how our job is terrible and our boss is an idiot, and all of these bad things about our day, they're going to pick up on that. And then they get out into the workforce and we can't figure out why our kid has such a disdain for work. Where did they learn that from? And so we have a responsibility for how we view our moment in time and how we're going to decide to really tackle the things that we view as being important. And so how do we look at the things that we can control, that we can pursue? And that's a big part of this, is we can get so focused on the things that we don't have control over, we obsess over it. Boy, if I just had a different boss. Boy, if I just had a bigger budget. Boy, if we just had a different market. Well, those things are what they are. But I can focus on what I do have. I can focus on the areas of control that I do have. And so my boss acts like an idiot once in a while. That behavior is more about them than me. That's their issue. My issue is I get to pursue making a difference, being the person that I want to be. And so that's on me. I get to pick my attitude, and I get to pick, you know, how that attitude drives my ability to be resilient and to really show others around me that that boss who's an idiot doesn't have control over my attitude.
Right. And as you're sitting there talking, I'm thinking these things through. You know, there's something about your job that you like.
Right.
You took the job wherever you are. Most of us, you know, no, even if it's in an entry level job, you had a choice. You could have worked where you are. You could have went somewhere else. And, you know, you work where you are. There's something you like about it. So can we focus on if there's one little bitty aspect that you can find about your work that you enjoy? Can you kind of like dive into that, you know, and just focus on that one thing and just put your energy there?
Absolutely. And, you know, each of us have been given some gifts of things that we're really good at. And how can we bring those to the table, to that area of my job, so I can produce results? But another challenge that we run into is we are in such an amazing economy, such an amazing place, that we can almost feel drowned with choices. Right.
Yes.
So here we are in our career, and we start thinking about all of the other potential paths that we could have gone down. I'm, you know, looking at my friend on Facebook and how great it looks like things are going for them. And so we start having this kind of regret, like, have I done the right thing? And that's a really dangerous place to be, because I need to focus here and now. What can I do today? And how can I move things forward? And maybe there is a future that I want to create. That's okay. But I can't change the past. And too much choice can really work against us. And we're exposed to a lot of information and a lot of different choices.
Absolutely. And, you know, and then there's the opposite of what we're talking about. And I think this will be a great topic for the next segment of our show, too, after the break here, is then there is the I'm so comfortable at work. Like, I've everything's hunky-dory, you know? So now I'm not even dreaming about anything new and exciting or adding anything fresh because, you know, life is great. I go to work, I come home, all is well. We're going to talk about that when we come back in just a minute. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. If you are just tuning in this awesome Sunday morning, I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. And I am in the studio with Dean Hefta. He is one of our awesome community members. And Dean is the founder of Claris Results. He's a trainer and business coach, teaching one of our power sessions this Saturday at our conference. And we're so excited to be chatting with him about our weekly winning word, which just happens to be work. You know, tomorrow's Labor Day, so we're kind of focusing on that this week. But I would not be doing my job if I don't give a huge shout out to all of our business members and community members who are a part of I've Decided. And it's because of them that we're able to bring this show to you, bring you awesome information and motivation, inspiration, and chat with these resources that we have here in the Peoria and surrounding area that can help you achieve your goals and your dreams, whatever they may be, because that's what we do at I've Decided. It's our purpose to help you on the path to success, to successfully complete whatever you set out to achieve. Our mission is your success. If you have not joined our community, I would love it if you would accept this invitation right now. This is your invitation to join us. Join us in living a life decided. Get on the path to success. You can do that at ivedecided.org. Our memberships, community memberships, are only $12.99 a month. And for everything you get, including registration to all three of our motivational leadership conferences. And if you get signed up before this one on Saturday, you can even come to that one. So get signed up today or this week and join us on Saturday. You get so much. It's just unbelievable. I can't even, it would take all day to tell you all the benefits of it, but we'd love to have you. So think about that and hop over to our website and take a look. And speaking of Dean, I don't think we've said how people can get in touch with you, because You are really just a great trainer, and I've learned so much from you since we've met back in January, or, well, it got snowed out, so I guess it was February, the first week of February, our conference. And I just think that you could be such a benefit to a lot of companies in helping them with their culture, really, their culture of communication, and just building a drama-free work environment.
That's the goal, right?
Drama-free, people. Drama-free. So if someone's listening and they're like, they'd like to talk to you a little further and learn more about how you can help them get on the path of learning to how they can love their job or make their work environment a little bit better, how would they get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I work with organizations and individuals both in training and in coaching. And when I think about coaching, just like a great athlete, you know, nobody thinks twice about a top-performing athlete having a coach. It's just, that's what they do. It's obvious. But a lot of times in our life, we think, well, that must be for somebody else. But the reality is coaches provide a really powerful role when we're working to get to the next level or just kind of move forward. And it's this, it isn't being a mentor. It isn't being a teacher or a trainer. It's about somebody coming alongside you and helping you to uncover, what is it that I really want? What can I do to move towards that? That's unique to each person. So I do that with individuals. And then with organizations, I bring some unique insights to help them understand what's happening under the surface that's contributing maybe to some breakdown in communication. And then that contributes to drama, perhaps. You know, in talking to leaders, it's pretty common for me to hear leaders say, oh, I spend 30 or 40% of my time just dealing with drama. I've had them say as high as 70% of their time gets spent dealing with drama. And that is just money down the drain.
For real, like totally.
It's totally unproductive. And so helping to lead through that and deal with that in a productive way is important. So my website is clarusresults.com, C-L-A-R-U-S, results.com. They can email me at dean@clarusresults.com or give me a call, 309-265-8309.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so before we took our last break, we were talking about maybe talking to that listener that's saying, easy for you to say, Dean, I'm not real thrilled about my work or my job and not real happy. And you were giving us some great pointers. But what about, let's take it to the opposite side. And what about that person that's like, ho-hum, like, you know, everything's fine. I go to work. I come home. I don't really have any worries. I'm not sick. I'm not, you know, got a little money in the bank. But they're not really... There's more. There's so much more that they can be tapping into.
Yeah, that's a great point. This kind of risk of complacency, maybe. And I would say it's not me to decide if they should pursue more, but the most dangerous position to be in is you had these dreams, you had these visions of what you wanted to achieve, of what you wanted to create, what you wanted to become. And in the last 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years, you've slipped into this autopilot. Right? Things are comfortable. And what happens when we're comfortable is we atrophy. We stop building muscle. Just like an athlete, you have to have some strain to strengthen your muscles. It's no different for our emotional state, for our professional state. Strain helps us to learn about ourselves and to strengthen ourselves. And so if somebody says, you know what, I've slipped into a rut. I'm kind of going through the motions, living along here in kind of quiet desperation, and I want more. Well, maybe they're saying, hey, there's not a lot of opportunity in my job, but there's opportunities all around us that we can find challenges. And that's what it really comes down to is, what's a challenge that I want to pursue? It could be something physical. Maybe I want to improve my health, or I want to run, the groups that you have.
Right.
Okay, I'm helping people to achieve those things. Maybe I want to become a part of the community on a nonprofit thing that I have an interest in, and I want to take a leadership role. These challenges, these things that we're pursuing, maybe I want to redo my backyard. That's a challenge. And through the process, I'm going to have to put the work into it. I'm going to have to learn new things along the way, and I'm going to have the pride of accomplishment when I reach that goal. I'm going to feel better about myself. And there's so much power in that, that it doesn't have to just be, what's my work challenge that I can find to get better and get out of the rut? there is opportunities all around us where we can apply those same principles.
Absolutely. I was just looking at our weekly winning quote, and it says, dreams don't work unless you do. Mm-hmm. That's a John Maxwell quote, but I was thinking about that while you were just sharing. And you know, and you mentioned something about nonprofits. And as I was thinking, that going back to if you are in a job where you're not happy, where you're not fulfilling your purpose, one first step that you can take is to do research. I mean, we live in a community that has tons of not-for-profits. Right. Like, it's like some of them were birthed right here in Peoria. National not-for-profit organizations were founded right here in Peoria, which is really amazing. A first step that you could take is figure out what you're passionate about. Go find an organization that does that and start volunteering some of your time. So, you know, instead of laying around on the couch all weekend, whining about getting to Monday, go get involved in something and you'll be amazed at what happens. We're going to have to talk more when we get back. We got to take a quick break. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We are in the studio today with Mr. Dean Hefta. He is the founder of Claris Results, a trainer and business coach, helping people to get rid of that drama in their work environment and get on the path to success, which that's what it's all about, is success. We all need to be successful. We have things we need to get done and goals and dreams. And we want to be successful. We're talking about work, our weekly winning word. Tomorrow's Labor Day, which, by the way, I hope all of you listening have an amazing holiday weekend. And hopefully some of you might even be off of work tomorrow. But for those that do have to work, I hope it's your job is one that you love and that you're passionate about and that you look forward to. And we've kind of talked about both sides of that. But kind of just going back to, if you're a little burned out, if you feel like you're in a rut, if you're just ho-hum, you know, maybe you don't hate your job, maybe you like your job, but you just don't feel excited about it anymore. We want to challenge you today. We were talking about this while we were on break, Dean, and just exposing yourself to some opportunities. You just don't know what could happen when you put yourself in a different environment. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. It can feel like we're waiting to find our passion and then take action. But really, a lot of times we don't know what we're going to be passionate about until we first act, exposing ourselves to new things that we hadn't tried before. And so we can start small. We can say, I'm going to do a monthly volunteer event in different places. And so I start exposing myself and getting a sense of what are the things that I get energy around, things that I can use my gifts, right? One of the things is I find when I am coaching people, when I'm working with them on performance, is we discount the things that we're gifted at. They've come fairly easy to us, and we don't appreciate how powerful that they are in bringing value to others. And so looking at what are the gifts that I have, and how can I use them to help me outside my comfort zone. So maybe I do something in a new environment, but I still get to use my gifts. Now all of a sudden I can learn about myself and the community and different ways to engage in a new way that isn't so scary that I can't even use anything that I'm good at. So try a new environment, stretch yourself, but use your gifts. That can be an easy way to start moving out of our comfort zone.
And finding something exciting, something that's going to get you fired up. And also, when we're talking about your gifts, maybe I bet you there's somebody listening, Dean, that says, well, I don't know what my gifts are, Dean. Right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, people tell you what your gifts are. They'll say, right. Oh, man, you're so good at that.
Listen.
Yeah.
Right? And ask. Find people that you work with. Find people that have known you for a while. And just ask questions like, what do you see that I am pretty good at doing? What gifts do you see in me? And you're not doing that in an arrogant, like, what do you think I'm great at? It is sincere curiosity. Like, what do you see from me? And you can, for yourself, look at what are the things that I do when I don't have to do them? You know, what are the things that I find interesting that I'm researching and looking at and doing when I don't need to do that? what are those things and appreciate them and deploy them in a way that's going to create value. You're going to feel good about doing those things and taking on those challenges.
Yeah. You know, I just think about my own career. And when I landed at Curves, really just because I was looking for a job and they happened to be hiring a manager and I applied for the job.
Yeah.
That's how I got involved in Curves, which obviously changed my life forever. And that's a whole story in itself. But the point is, when I started with Curves down the road and I became an area director for Curves, I started doing training, right? I started training people. And every time I would do a training, someone would say, "You are such a motivational speaker. Have you ever thought about being a motivational speaker?" Right?
Right.
And no, I didn't.
I'm not one of them.
I don't even know if I knew what a motivational speaker was at that particular time. I mean, I learned over the years, obviously, and been inspired by Zig Ziglar, one of the greatest, the father of motivational speaking, really. The grandfather, I should say, of motivational speaking, really. But at that particular time, I didn't even really understand what they were saying. You know, I was so young and wasn't exposed. But things like that, people will say, when you're doing something, "Man, have you thought about ever doing this for a living? Or have you thought about doing this for the side? Or, hey, can you help our group? You're really good at that."
Right.
Maybe you're organized or, you know.
Yep. And so embrace those and look at how I can use them in different ways. And something I want to touch on is shifting from consumption to creation. It's easy for us to sit and watch Netflix. It's easy for us to scan Instagram. But we're not learning about ourselves. We're not growing our skills by just consuming and watching. And so looking for what are the places where I can shift to creation. Maybe it's cooking. Maybe it's remodeling something. Maybe it's paint. Whatever it is, what can I create? And it's through that creation I'm going to learn about myself, about my gifts, the things that I love, things that I hate. It's okay if you hate some things. That's good. It means you shouldn't keep trying to do them. But get out of the stands and get onto the field. And we're going to have better self-esteem. We're going to have better energy. We're going to sleep better at night. The more we can shift from consumption to creation.
Did you come up with that or did you steal that from somebody? Or I love that, from consumption to creation. Is that kind of something you brought to fruition?
I don't know. It just came out.
I love it. I mean, that is amazing because I love your answer too, because you know, we don't know.
I don't know.
Every now and then I'm like, I'm not sure if that's mine or I stole it from somebody, but whatever it is, it's pretty good, you know? And so if you're reading and learning and always trying to grow, you get stuff and you're not even sure where you get it from.
Here's an example for me. So my son, he's 13. We could sit and watch a motorcycle show on Netflix. But instead, I bought a 1973 motorcycle for us to work on together, restoring, repainting, and bringing it back to life. And so for me, that was a way where I could get into creation rather than just consumption.
Oh, such a great idea. All right, now I feel like I'm a slacking mom here. I'm like, what can I get my daughters creating instead of sitting in their room consuming on their phones, right? That's amazing. I wrote that one down, from consumption to creation. That's really cool. I love that. All right. So, Dean, we're almost out of time here. I want to just say thank you so much for taking an opportunity, the time out of your day, to come and share with all of us your wisdom and impart that to us.
Thanks for having me. I know how much work you put into this show, and it really makes a difference, and I appreciate the opportunity to participate.
Aw, that's so sweet. It doesn't feel like work, though. See, even when you said that, I'm like, I didn't really work. I don't really work. I just have to show up and start talking, my favorite thing to do. All right, you guys, enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Have a wonderful Labor Day tomorrow, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?